Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson.
And Poetic Lace.
And we have a special, special show for you guys today here on the Covenant Cafe. So let's go ahead and get that intro out of the way because we have a lot to talk about.
Let's go.
Expect the unexpected, seeing before you know it. This covenant's not in vain once the promises start showing. So put your faith in motion, praising before you get it. Encouragement's on your radio, so come and listen in. This Covenant Cafe, come get some praise in your system with Lamont Ferguson. Poetic Laces in the building for the moms and pops and children, ushers, pastors, musicians. Listen and pay attention, expect a change and a difference. I'm too focused to let any doubt get in my way. Ultimate faith in God, I'll believe whatever he says. So glorify his name, he's more than worthy to be praised. I'm loving this covenant, Covenant Cafe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
And we have a very special show to you today. Every song that we play today, they have been a guest on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have a lot of good things going on today. A lot of good news and weird news and of course, Deacon's going to come through with his useless facts. Hey, let's get this ball rolling, because last week we ran out of time. Was it last week?
Yeah, last week. Almost every week, to be honest with you.
Pretty much. So let's get this ball rolling. What is our word for today?
So our word today is actually very special. Well, it's always very special, but today is my 2-year anniversary as Poetic Lace. Yes,
whoa.
It's 2 years. Some don't believe it's 2 years. And for me, 2 years. That's it. And for me, it's big because 2 years. ago this day, I said, Lord, if I can endure 2 years, because, you know, most businesses, period, if they make it to 2 years, then their business actually has a good chance of thriving and surviving. So 2 years is also supposed to be the roughest period because you put in so much, but you get back so little. And mind you, I'm working for God. So with that being said, it's just like, but if I can make it to 2 years, I know you have called me, and I know I would take off after 2 years. So I didn't expect no blow-up kind of thing within 2 years, but I didn't expect a lot of things in 2 years. But we made it to 2 years, and I said, Lord, before the show, I said, Lord, give me something to reflect how much this means to me. So anyway, the Lord has taken me to Matthew 15. We're going to start at 34, and we're going to end it up at 38. Okay, scripture reads, and it says, then his disciples said to him, where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill a great multitude? So I read that first so y'all can understand what's going on. They're in the wilderness, and there are so many people that needs to be fed, and the disciples told Jesus to send them off, but Jesus said, no, you feed them. So boom, the disciples said, where can we get the food to feed them? And here we go. Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7 and a few little fish. So he commanded the multitude to sit them down on the ground. And he took 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks, broke them and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate and were filled. And they took up 7 large baskets full of fragments that were left. Now those who ate were 4,000 men besides women and children. Okay, so I share that scripture. Mind you, they're in the wilderness. Also, wilderness is a parallel word for desert. So they're in a place of where there is no kind of resource. There's no market. There's no river. There's no fish. You know what I mean? There's no bread laying around. They're in a deserted area where there's no kind of resource. The reason why I'm giving you this, when God called me this 2 years ago, I was without resource. I didn't have anything. I never rapped before. I didn't have a studio. Didn't have a team. Didn't have anything to get this business, ministry, whatever you may want to call it, career started. Didn't have anything. And what it came down to is, remember the Lord asked, he said, what do you have? That's what he said. He asked them, how many loaves do you have? Now, this is going somewhere because this is a message for somebody. He said, what do you have? They said, oh, we have some loaves. We have fish. We have 7 loaves, and we have a few little fish. So for that person out there that has that vision to be whatever it may be, whether it be a business or possibly a new car or whatever it may be that you want, the Lord is saying, what do you have? And when the Lord came to me, what do you have? I'm like, well, I write. You know, I have a form of education in public speaking. I know how to manage this and that. I know how to read very well. I got a Bible, got a pen, I got a paper, and I love you, and I'm bold to go out for you. So that's the resource. Then what it came down to, it said he took the 7 loaves. He took the resource. He gave thanks. Then he broke it. My process within these 2 years was a breaking process. From the homelessness, I had to be broken out of pride, broken out of my insecurities of wondering about how people see me and view me. Because when you coming out of homeless, when you're homeless, dog, you ain't really caring about how people see you. You just worried about your next meal. So getting broken out of all of this stuff, insecurities, pride, just learning how to trust him more, faith, material things. But you're not even thinking about material things after a breaking process like that. And also within the 2 years of being an artist, you got the breaking of, you know, my character. God has challenged my character to more of like not being selfish, making sure my motives are right. Because it's like some people get into music and it's like they're doing it for the right reasons and then they start worrying about the fame. Character challenge. So this is a breaking process. So getting break. Then after getting broke, gave out to the people. Now, after he broke it all, because we'll go back into the scripture, you know, he gave thanks, he broke it, then he gave it to his disciples to give out to the multitude. So after being broke, then you're ready to be given out to the people. So you're going to go through your process, and I'm not saying my breaking process is done, because it's constantly growing and constantly breaking and constantly getting built up and constant. But what I'm saying is that you go through a broken process, and then you're given out to the masses. Because, you know, people are asking me, like, dang, like, I see your views, people playing your music, different radio shows, all this and that is going on. Well, to be honest, I had to be broken first before I could be given out to the people. And this is something I share. And the thing about it is, when we're closing out, there were 7 large baskets full of fragments that was left. So you're talking about from 7 loaves and a few fish to having leftovers. Mind you, going further down, it said now those who ate were 4,000 men besides the women and children. So not counting the women and children. So what I'm saying is that I started off with the resources I had was in some people's eyes would be very little, very few, not enough. But going deeper into it, that's the same thing about the 7 loaves and a few fish. Very little, possibly not enough, but it filled up 4,000 plus. Then, not to mention, they had leftovers. So, on this 2-year anniversary, what I'm encouraging and what I'm saying to those that have a vision, have a dream, have goals that are inspired, Holy Spirit inspired, with doing something that just does not seem feasible nor possible because you lack resources, what I'm saying is that when you give thanks, then you get broken, and then you're giving out, you would see that you had more than enough resources to accomplish this goal that seemed nearly impossible. But what it all came down to, it came down to Jesus. The disciples were speaking to Jesus, and then Jesus asked, what do you have? So you're praying to God, like, God, this is what it is. And God is saying back to you, what do you have? What do you have for me to do? So remember, we always talk about faith without works is dead. We're always talking about that. With that being said, you got to have the faith. You got to have the work. So, yeah, you're telling me your faith. Now it's time to put your work out there. What do you have to bring to the table? You know, Lamont's a writer. Lamont, you got the cam. You got the motivation. That's what you need. That's what it is. We're not telling you to have $1 million. We're telling you to have this motivation. And all you need is the tiniest little bit of resource, and you can flip that to reach more than enough people than you're supposed to reach. You're going to have more than enough that you need. And I'm truly a testimony to that because 2 years ago, because I was just a YouTube watcher. I never even thought about putting a video up on YouTube, let alone you talk about getting 1,000 views. I would struggle with just that much. You know what I'm saying? So 2 years ago, I didn't see the things that God was going to do for me within 2 years. I never imagined my music getting played on the radio. I never imagined having an album out. Never imagined getting things on iTunes, et cetera. I never imagined doing shows in front of hundreds of people. I never imagined traveling. I never imagined people paying to see me. Never imagined that. I never imagined that. I just thought, you know, when I did imagine it, it was possibly because I played sports, but they came to see the team, not necessarily the person. But I never thought that God could use me, man. I always viewed me as just, you know, pretty much close to trash, to be honest with you. When I say trash, like, my daddy was a pimp, my mama was an orphan. I have no relations with his side of the family now. You know, my mom was an orphan, so I have no relationship with, we don't even have a relationship with that, her family. So all I knew was drugs, jail, stuff like that. I didn't know that I could be somebody. Then me being black and police looking at me certain ways and being just a statistic. Never thought about a college education. These are the things that I never fathomed could be at my reach. And all I had was faith and boldness to give to God. And you see, he multiplied that. Took me to college. He took me into so many arenas, took me to so many places. So I'm saying that there's no amount of resource that you need for God to multiply it. So if you got to go to God with, say you want to be a chef, and all you got is 7 fish and 7 loaves and a few fish, but you better season it and bake it to the best of your abilities and get ready to hustle and watch God flip it. But it's all about where your grind is and what you want, what you're going to bring to the table. So I definitely can definitely vouch for this scripture, and I had to share this with this being my 2 year because, like I said, I never fathomed to be a radio host. You know, I didn't even look for it. It came to me, and that's all because I gave God what I had. The speaking, the writing, the talking, the personality of love that Christ had, just anything that God put in me, that's all I could bring to the table. And that's the same thing with you guys. Whatever God has poured into you, whatever you've been grinding and you're working hard and you know that you can do, you bring that to the table and watch God flip that. And you're going to see more than you ever imagined. You're going to have leftovers from it. So that's the encouraging word to start the day. For my 2 year anniversary, I thank God for it.
That is awesome, man. Awesome, awesome. Because, like you said, 2 years, you know, it takes that time to, and even if you're not making money, it really takes that time to get your brand out there.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Because once you have a proven track record, then police people believe in you.
Right.
You know, no matter, I mean, if you're selling, if you're working with a company selling items, or you're doing your own thing, let's say even selling shirts,
mm-hmm.
People are not going to fly to you if you just open up. People will figure out, okay, if everybody's working, then I'll wear it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it just goes, let's just use a favorite, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in your city could wear your shirt. Let's say you have a very unique shirt with your name on it, Poetic Lace.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody in the city is wearing a shirt, people still not going to fly to it, but let an entertainer wear that shirt. And people, oh, for real? Then I'm going to rock it, too. I'm going to rock it, too. And sometimes it just takes that one thing to break you free.
Right.
You know? So, like I said, congrats on your, you know, second year anniversary on in business period for yourself, because being an entertainer, you are your boss.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And you have to handle the legwork for it, too.
Right.
You know? So...
And I like how what you said. You said something that was very crucial that I didn't hit in the head, is that it takes so much time. It takes time, like within that 2 years, of getting your brand out there, and it's definitely for somebody, getting your brand out there. And I can tell you, like, it's God has kept me, because I have went times without getting paid, because it's like you go off, like, me being a man of God, I have a soft heart. So I see people are in need. And, like, poor churches, man, or even a venue that's not really – that doesn't know me, because, like I'm saying, I'm getting my brand out. And then you got churches that don't have money that might invite me to come. And then you got outreaches. And it just – it's like, how can you charge the people when they're hurting? And then you got people that just don't have it. So it's like it's been so many times, countless. I can't even count on my hand more times than I have been paid that I didn't get paid to do – to come perform, to give my all, to sweat, cry, plead with the people, blood, sweat, and tears. And that's sometimes you got to realize that. And then I've had many sleepless nights, traveling times, and it falls down to, what are your motives? What are you really doing this for? And are you looking at it long run? Because if you have a short term vision, like, man, I'm trying to get paid now and I'm trying to get it, and if you turn it down every time somebody offers you, well, you know, can you come do this or can you come do that? But we don't have any money to pay you right now, but at least we can put you in front of people. And if you're thinking, like, nah, I can't do that. No, I'm beyond that. You're not going to make it, because you have to see that you're planting seeds right now. And as a business,
absolutely,
you're going, any business, period, not just as an artist, but as a business, you're going to put in way more than you're going to get back. First year, like, over thousands of dollars investing into the music studio, into instrumental, to production, into the actual product, the CD itself, and to get it on iTunes and to network with this group of people. It took thousands of dollars just the first year, and I probably got back from it in profit maybe $300, maybe that. Because you got all these fees and taxes, and maybe if I even made the $100 range, because of all that you got to put in. And mind you, this is what, when you're dealing with stuff with, say, without, if you're going without a sponsor or whatever, like, or not going with somebody that's overseeing it. So it's not an easy thing, and that's why it's, for me, this 2 year ride was so crucial, and you hit it on the head of, You're pushing your brand and being your own boss, and you're looking over your revenue, and there are times that you just may not see a dime come back as far as profit goes. Because even so, you may get money back, but you got to pay that to somebody else because of the work they did for the free or whatever it may be. So I can really truly say that when you give it to Jesus, and Jesus gave you the vision, and you're like, Jesus, I give it to you, you just use me, he will sustain you. Because if I've been doing this for full time for 2 years, and I went months without getting paid, there has to be some kind of sustainer there. And when I say sustaining, God had put either people, like, put people in my life to say, man, I'll pay your bill for you, I'll cover your bill, no rent this month, or I would find money. I had sponsored my joint associates. God blessed them. I love them so much because they sponsored my very first project, which got me into motion, and they were covering costs. So I've had things in to line up, and then when I left my sponsorship, no hard feelings or nothing like that, we just parted ways. When I left sponsors, I've had so many people come into my life, whether it's been like, man, I got food stamps, ladies, you do the studio stuff, I'll cover that. You know, I had things that, oh, you, bro, you've been ministering all day, or I'm traveling here and there, people would just cover my living expense. I'd be like, y'all ain't got to pay me, just make sure that you cover my housing. Or you ain't got to pay me, man, just make sure I eat, and I get back on the road. I just cover my gas. I understand y'all hurting too. I'm just, God gonna use me, sustain me. You know, I dealt with that within this first 2 years, and it was tough. And it was sometimes I was like, man, God, they keep pimping me. Man, you sending me all these places, they pimping me. But the Lord is like, who do you work for? You work for them, you work for money, or you work for me? Are you doing this for my glory or your own glory? You know, so these were a lot of the challenges that I had to go through mentally, because I had to deal with myself. Because myself was like, man, God, I'm hungry. You talking about ministering all these days in a row, hearing all these people's problems, but nobody's listening to me. And all the time they hear me through music, what's up? Like, this is me mentally. And God was like, are you serious? And God put people in my life to held me accountable and actually did listen to my problems and who did support me and who called me and checked up on me and kept me strong. So, you know, this 2 years has been a journey. And like I said, it was a breaking process. I had to get broke out of being emotional and sensitive. And when I say sensitive, I'm the type of person, like, I look too deep into things, so I take it to heart. Like, man, you see how they treat me? They ain't even announced my name. Like, stupid stuff that God said, I cannot put you on the road and you act like this. Or I cannot put an album out and you act like this. So it was a lot of breaking. A lot of breaking.
I'm just going to lead us to one of our first songs. This guy came on our show, Uncle Reef. All these guests were definitely enjoyable, not excluded. But Uncle Reese, he has his song Until I Pass Out. He was here. He gave his testimony. Amazing, amazing person. So let's get into this first song, Until I Pass Out by Uncle Reese. And then when we come back, we're going to get into some of that world news. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Club and the Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
Here it is, Uncle Reese, Until I Pass Out.
I truly understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. This is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm going to work. That I gotta do.
that go hard. Definitely.
It goes hard, literally.
Definitely. So,
and it's crazy, when we had a guest on, he's similar to me. Like, he went off. Like, we didn't even have enough time to interview him because he was snapping about, you know, about society and how us men got to do a better job on how we treat our women, how we carry ourselves, and even how women carry themselves. Like, he put the burden and a responsibility on us as a people, how the norm is not good, and we have to do better. Even with his song, it shows you how we have to do better with our acknowledgement to God, our worship to God. And, I mean, it was just awesome to have another, to hear, whenever we, you know me, every time we have a man or woman of God on the show who's serious about what they're doing, it's just a blessing and it's encouragement for all of us to push forward, especially in my mind, like, you know, I got to go harder.
Definitely. So let's get into some world news. What's going on in the world?
All right, so for starters in the world news, the airport shooter killed himself. Interesting. A gunman who fired shots into the ceiling of a Houston airport on Thursday left behind a suicide note saying he had a monster within and he wanted police to stop him before he hurts others, police said Friday. The man, identified as Carnell Marcus Moore, 29 years of age, of Beaumont, Texas, shot himself fatally in the temple as he was confronted by a Homeland Security officer at the Houston Bush International Airport on Thursday afternoon. Moore had gone to the airport with the intentions of suicide and left a note inside of a suitcase he carried into the terminal. Police officials said at news conference Friday morning, "The monster within me was getting stronger, and while I could not save myself, I could save others." Houston Police Sergeant Brian Harris said Moore's suicide note read. Police said Moore's actions inside the area near the United ticket counter at the airport Terminal B showed he did not intend to hurt others. Moore spent just over an hour in departure over area before drawing a Glock semi-automatic pistol and firing two shots into the ceiling. Harris said he was then approached by the Homeland Security officer who fired on Moore and wounded him in the right shoulder, Harris said. So stopping there, the story is very, very interesting to me, not only because, dude said there was a monster inside of him. And it's crazy because, you know, some people could overlook it, you know, and I quote, he said that, and he quotes, he had a monster within and it was getting stronger. While I could not save myself, I could save others. I find that to be very interesting. And I think, and I really believe that we should really pay attention to what he's saying. Sin dwells within us. Sin is literally in our blood, and it's something that we cannot save ourselves. That was one of the realest statements he ever said, that anybody could say, we cannot save ourselves, but somebody can save us, and that is Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, which he did not know. He is saved. He could have been saved. And it shows how crucial that. I mean, we got to really pay attention to people lingo. I don't believe that was the first time he ever said that. I really believe that he had mentioned it before. Like, man, there's a monster in me, man. I'm afraid I can't control it. And for him to write that, he tried to tell somebody that. And I'm hoping that he did not tell that to a Christian, because a fellow Christian should have told him, yeah, there is a monster in you, but you can be saved. You know, come with me to the altar. Or let's get this thing out, this demonic presence out that's getting stronger in you. And the truth be told, there was a monster in him. Like I said, it was sin, and you got spirits, all this stuff dwelling in him. And the more time that you spend away from God, the more that spirit that is dwelling within, or that sin, or that desire, it gets stronger. So the more I'm not going to church, say the monster inside of me, let's say it's lust. And, you know, I speak on lust often because that's something I dealt with. Lust, lusting for women, sex, and all that stuff. It gets stronger. The more time you spend with people that are feeding it, it's going to get stronger. So remember I was saying the best way to beat it, you got to stay away from it. You got to pull closer to God. So if I'm less the problem, you can't say that I'm trying to win this battle against the monster inside me when I'm chilling in the strip club or when I'm around females who are I won't even use none of those words, when I'm just feeding my ego. How about that? this kind of stuff, you cannot defeat that evil monster that's within. So I definitely feel like this is a story that if people really pay attention to, they can see the need for a savior. Bro wasn't crazy. He actually said some real stuff. It's just he didn't have somebody to guide him in the right direction.
Well,
it's very tough. You have any input on that?
No. You know what? What I'm going to say about that is you can't, okay, if you have a struggle,
mm-hmm.
you can't just chill in that environment if that's your struggle.
Correct.
Mind you, some people have real issues
mm-hmm.
with alcoholism.
Right.
I mean, like, so there is a big difference between an addiction and you just saying, I'm just going to do this, and then ask God for forgiveness.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
if I'm an alcoholic, alcoholism is a disease.
Yes.
Okay. So mm-hmm. if you are truly suffering from that, then it's different when you go to church and you're praying for forgiveness and it just keep hitting you and you still have that drink.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a person that's going to church and like, okay, whatever, now after that you still gonna have your drink because you're making a conscious
right.
So those are two different things. So getting out of your environment that you are struggling in is a very, very hard thing to do. Like they say, bad habits are definitely hard to break.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even if you're reaching out to say for help, like this gentleman, he definitely reached out for help. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. So sometimes there are times where people are definitely reaching out for help,
mm-hmm.
and people are looking at them like they're crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're with your friends, and you really try to stop drinking, like, man, I'm really trying to stop doing this. Yeah, man, whatever. Come on, man, let's just go on. Just ride with me. You ain't got to have nothing to drink.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They still bringing you into that, okay, this brother or sister is really trying to get him or herself out of that predicament.
Mm-hmm.
But because they have so many people that's in that environment, it makes it harder.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely got to fall on your face several times to pray to God to help remove you from that situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not really saying, and then some people have friends, if you say, man, I don't drink, man, I don't drink no more, they be like, okay, that's cool, but you can, you know, we'll link up with you later. Those are
mm-hmm.
your true friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
they respect your call. They respect that you're trying to change your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that look down upon them like, man, you whack, man. Whatever, man. All right, man. You know.
Yeah.
You know, so. But like I said, this guy definitely reached out for help because sometimes the language dictates
yes.
what you have been doing and what you have been trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at with that.
Good stuff. Our next story: woman missing for 11 years lived
wow.
with me. Lived with me. Make sure y'all caught that. The tale of Brenda Heiss, the Pennsylvania mother who abandoned her two children only to turn up in Florida 11 years later, has taken another unlikely turn. On Saturday, she remained jailed on a Santa Rosa County warrant for alleged violation of probation, forgery, and giving a false name to law enforcement, said R.G. Forgy, a spokesman of Alcalá County Sheriff's Office. Heiss, who used to assume name of Kaiserlian Smith, is awaiting extradition, forgery told CNN affiliate. She turned herself in Friday. Heiss, meanwhile, may not have spent most of those 11 years homeless. As she told police last week, she turned herself in, saying she abandoned her family because of stress. Mm. Sandra Forrest says she knew Heist in 2010. At the time, Heist cleaned her Florida home and went by the name of Lovie Smith. She actually moved in with me about 6 months after she started cleaning the house. Heist first came into her life through a neighbor who recommended her when Forrester was looking for a housekeeper. See, now this is another thing. Like, I mean, it's funny, not funny, ha-ha, but interesting that we're coming across these stories dealing with sin. And, you know, Lord has been taking me on another route a little deeper. Before, I would just chuckle like, well, that's crazy. She tripping. But now, Lord, is like, really look at what's going on and break it down into the spiritual. And somebody else will come and break it down on the natural. Anyway, on the spiritual, let's look at this. She abandoned her family because of stress. She went missing. So first, we're thinking that, okay, maybe she got abducted or something's going on. But she abandoned her family because of stress that she came out with. You know, how often do we find it easy to run away from our problems when it gets tough?
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, the problems we created. And I say we created because she gave birth to these kids and she got with her husband. She said yes, her husband. And she gave birth to her kids. Mind you, kids is plural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a singular word, kids. So it's something that she made a choice to, and the thing, a voluntary choice at that. Now, so what I'm saying is that this is something that sin does cause. And for you to, not only that, she changed her name, so she was aware of what she was doing. This wasn't no psychotic thing. She chose this.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went in deeper from running away from problems to where running away from herself, period, because she started forgery, which is, you know, causing, you know, lying, signing fake checks and all kind of stuff under a false name.
Wow.
So what I'm going at is that running away from your problems only runs towards a greater problem. Like, you can't just run away from your problem and think that it's over, because you still got to deal with it. And I haven't heard, it's funny, it comes from a movie, but it's still real. And Batman, the third Batman, the movie's so dope. Bane went to work, but that's another story. In the third Batman, Commissioner Gordon, he was talking about how they built a lie off of Harvey Dent's death. And he was like, you know, I think I had a friend that put his hands in the dirt so I didn't have to get my hands dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin, who come to find out to be Robin, but his name was Blake, he turns and looks at him. He said, well, your hands look plenty dirty to me.
Mm.
So when it came down, a problem that they could have handled with truth 8 years ago, it resurfaced itself, and it came to be our worst, because Gotham was going to be torn down completely when Gotham was exited at a saving point, because it was the end of the movie, and they had a choice to make. They could have just dealt with the fact that Harvey Dent was a liar, and he tried, not a liar, like he wasn't bad throughout the movie, but he was wrong for what he did. They could have just dealt with that then instead of it being resurfaced, and they're dealing with all kind of problems now. Just like this lady who abandoned her family in the first place, and because she abandoned her family and changed her name to another name, now she's dealing with forgery and all kinds of issues from running away from a problem that she should have dealt with at first. And now she's looking at Big Boy time. It's an interesting thing to think of. If you have any input, you know, have at it.
Well, I mean, real simple, in layman's terms, if you have a bill that you have to pay,
mm-hmm.
you cannot run from that, because what happens is you incur late fees.
Mm.
And as you continue to ignore that bill, the late fees continue to pile up to where it becomes a discharge on your account or your credit. So that damages your credit. And depending on the company, as long as you continue to ignore it, depending on the company, they may start garnishing your wages.
Mm.
So a $50 bill may end up being hundreds of dollars because you ignored it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So that's the
just
in simple, you know, layman's terms, problem things that you deemed as a problem in your situation, you cannot run from it. You got to address it. So addressing that $50 bill, if you don't have $50, maybe send $25, or maybe just call them and say, hey, Can I have a payment arrangement where I pay $10 a month? It may stretch that $50 payment out for 5 months, but at least you have made some communication to that company, made the arrangement. Now it's not impacting your credit. You're going to be able to pay it off, and then you're done with it.
Hmm.
Simple as that.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So let's go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I know if you want to go into a song.
Yeah. Well, definitely. I was looking at this next artist. What I like to say is once when I heard that this person was going to be on a show, initially I was like, wow, for real? And this guy's name is Christopher Williams. So this is not Christopher Williams of New Jack City, I'm Dreaming. This is Christopher Williams. He has a song out called Crazy. He was here on our show, very cool guy. And like I said, when I initially saw the email saying, hey, you're going to have Christopher Williams on the show, I'm like, for real? Wow. So let's get into Christopher Williams. I'm Crazy. It's called Crazy here on the Covenant Cafe.
You too.
Definitely. That's just wow. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, this guy, he was definitely an interesting guy to talk to.
Y'all know I got to give some kind of feedback after every song about the artist. This artist in particular, I met him personally, him and Uncle Reese. I met both these guys personally. Chris, I met him, and he was the only other gospel artist at this big event. And I know I was excited. It's funny how he came up to me, and he's like, my friend said, you're gospel. Because we had never known each other. We knew nothing about one another. She had heard my name, and I said, oh, yeah, I'm Porta Clay. She's like, oh, I know him. He's a gospel artist. So she told him, he's like, yeah, my friend said you're a gospel artist, and I'm a gospel artist. And I felt so naked out here, you know, kind of funny. It was laughingly saying it. And it just felt good to be in the presence of someone else who was down for the faith and was willing to live the life. And I could say this guy is definitely everywhere he goes. He looks to inspire first and then get acknowledged. I guess you can say that. I've never seen him seeking acknowledgement, but he does look to inspire first, and I definitely kudos to him. And keep pushing, Chris, if you're listening right now.
Yes, definitely. Now what we're going to get into is our weird news. So I'm kind of waiting for the guy to deliver the list. There he is.
Good stuff.
All right.
Always in time.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right. Have a nice day. Yeah. So now. Today, I have some interesting things to talk about. Jarvis Sutton calls 911 80 times asking for pot, burgers, and Kool-Aid.
What?
let me say that again, ladies and gentlemen. Jarvis Sutton calls 911 80 times for asking for pot, burgers, and Kool-Aid, ladies and gentlemen. Burgers and pot don't mix. At least if you're calling 911 asking for them. Jarvis Sutton is 34 years old. He was arrested Sunday for allegedly calling the 911 operators in St. Petersburg, Florida, 80 times wanting Kool-Aid, burgers, and weed to be delivered to him. Instead, officers delivered him to the Pinellas, if I pronounced that right, county jail, where he was booked on charges of misusing the 911 system, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Sutton may have been suffering from the worst case of the munchies ever. Arresting officers note that he kept chewing on the foam attached to the metal caging in the back of the police car cruiser. Sutton remains in jail on $150 bail. $150 is bail.
I laugh because of that price. $150, and mind you, it's like 10%. You pay like 10% of that. 10%, 15%. Yeah. So he is out on $15 bail, dog.
Yes. Now, this visit marked his seventh visit to jail in the last 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's a little off his rocker, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is definitely off his rocker. Seven times? Come on, man. You definitely have to learn your lesson somewhere down the line. Let's go ahead to the next. Parliament allegedly strips to tell cops he's a monkey. A man who allegedly stripped naked at a Daytona Beach convenience store told police that he didn't know it much, but he knew he was a monkey.
Why is all this stuff happening in Florida?
I don't know.
Tampa,
what's going on,
Daytona. And I've been to these places.
I got to drop another bomb on this one. Check this out. It says, police say eventually Holland told the dispatcher he remembered his name and stated, "It's Monkey." When officials arrived at the store, they said Holloman came outside and told them that he didn't know why he called. An officer asked Holloman what he did know, and then Holloman replied, "I know I'm a monkey." The officers argued with Holloman, according to the Florida News Journal, telling the monkey impersonator that he knew he was human because he was wearing human clothes. So Holloman allegedly responded to this water-like logic by removing his clothes, even when officers ordered him to keep them on. So he was arrested and charged with indecent exposure, but he was released from jail, $500 bond. So there's a higher bond in Florida for right now as for indecent exposure, but not a high enough bail if you continue to call and harass them, because the other gentleman was arrested with he had a $150 bail. So I don't know what's going on in Florida. Last one, drop the ball. Meat ring. Yes. China bust rat meat ring.
Listen, I just told somebody this the other day. There's like, you know, you're eating rats. I was like, well, they cook it good. And I'll continue to eat it because they cook it very well.
Absolutely.
But now that you hear it like that, it's still good rat. But continue.
All right, let's drop the bomb on the sun. Here we go. Now, on May 3rd, Chinese police have broken a crime ring that passed off for more than $1 million in rat and small mammal meat, as mutant authorities said, in a food safety crackdown that coincides with a bird flu outbreak and other environmental pressures. Authorities have arrested 904 suspects since the end of January for selling and producing fake or tainted meat products. I'm going to kind of scroll through here. This is kind of a long story. Despite persistence, efforts by police, food safety crimes are still prominent and new situations are emerging with new characteristics. The ministry's statement said, citing responsible officials, police confiscated more than 20,000 tons of fake or inferior meat products after breaking up illegal food plants during the nationwide operation. Food and safety and environmental pollution are chronic problems in China. Chronic, okay, ladies and gentlemen, they said chronic problems in China because we always eat Chinese food. So be careful what you eat. So drop the bomb on them, son. Public anxiety over cases of fake or toxic food often spreads quickly. In April, many consumers lost their appetite for poultry as an outbreak of the H7N9 bird flu virus spread in China. Sales dropped by 80% in eastern China, where the bird flu has been the most prevalent, although experts stress that cooked chicken is perfectly safe. In March, more than 16,000 rotten pigs were found floating in one Shanghai's main water sources. Yes, triggering a public outcry. Overcrowding at pig farms was likely behind the die-off and their disposal. In that particular river. The Public Security Ministry said police had confiscated more than 15 tons of tainted pork. Although as much as 60 tons have been sold. Since mid-2012. But it was the rodent meat in particular that people couldn't stomach, with internet users turning to the popular microblogging site. Is this a spell? S-I-N-A-W-E-I-B-O to vent their outrage. Rats, how disgusting. Everything we eat is poison, one user wrote. That's just sad news. That is just sad news.
I saw a picture going around on Facebook. It was like a micro mouse, or like a little mouse inside of I can't remember what Chinese food it was, chicken something. And then I seen the guy comment. He said, "No, that's a dog fetus." And I was like, "Wow."
Wow.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our weird news for today. Deacon said he was going to be coming by today. I'm not sure. But let's get into one of our other artists that came on the show. I met her in person. She's just a wonderful young lady, Shirley Murdoch.
Nice.
Yeah, she's just awesome on all levels. She was on our show. She said, well, Lace asked the infamous question about chicken. She said, or she can cook chicken. Fried, however you want it, she can throw down. And when I mentioned that to her, when I met her in person, she just laughed. She definitely enjoyed being on our show. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into Shirley Murdoch, Dream. And maybe Deacon will be by later. I don't know. I saw him in the parking lot. And as I was passing Golden Corral, and I kind of swooped in there, and I asked him to be coming through. And once again, he told me to mind my business. I don't know why he's so hostile towards me, but we'll figure that out later. But ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into Dream by Shirley Murdoch here on the Covenant Cafe. Let's go.
Find a friend that wants
there you have it. That song is so dope. So dope. And thing about Shirley is, when we have Mrs. Murdoch, Ms. Murdoch on the show, she's the type of woman where you better not come at her with no foolishness, because she will straighten you up. Like, I love our interview. I love when we had her on the show. She was just awesome. She was live. And I quote, she said, "I have the anointing to cook chicken." So I definitely got to get with Shirley. And my mom, she's so petty, y'all. My mom, she was like, "Well, tell Shirley she can't cook chicken better than me." So I tweeted it. I tweeted it on Facebook, and Shirley Murdoch wrote me back laughing, just clowning. So definitely, she has our support. Every guest so far, I just love these guys. Thus far, awesome. Memory lane, listen to y'all music.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. She's definitely a wonderful woman. Oh, boy. I don't know if I should go get that. That might be Deacon. He might be trying to fuss me out. I don't know. That guy always fussing me out about something. Okay. Yeah, he's always fussing me out about something or another. I don't know. Whatever it is. Whatever his little thing that he has going. All right. I got kind of nervous because the bell has rung. He's ringing the door, and I think I'm gonna let him wait out there for a little while. All right, hold on.
Deke be tripping though, but I understand.
Hey, come on.
It's cold outside.
Hey Deke, how's it going? Yes. Why did you have me standing out ringing a doorbell 4 or 5 times? Well, Deke, you told me to mind my business. I saw you through the window. Listen, mind your business, boy. Sit down, because God is good. Amen.
Amen.
God has given us something special that I'm going to talk to you today about. Some useless and interesting facts. Okay. Amen. God has given us Golden Corral. I love me some Golden Corral. A free buffet. Not just a free buffet. Because every time I go there, they understand that I'm going to buy a certain amount of food. So in the end, when I leave, they're giving me something free. Last week, they gave me a sucker to go home with. Amen?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I got you now.
Yeah, so they're always giving me something free to me. So I love going to Golden Corral. Have you ever been to Golden Corral there, Lace?
Yes, I've been to Golden Corral.
Yes. Amen. God has blessed us with Golden Corral. I love that bright orange light on that building. The letters are very bright. Golden Corral. It's just awesome. Jesus is awesome. God is wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
Because every time I pass through down the street there, there's a Golden Corral up the street from my house. And every time I just try to go straight on home, but it always calls me to stop at Golden Corral. They serve good food. They have good chicken. They have good salads. They have good fruit. And they also have a fountain of chocolate. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I get my stick, and I stick it in the marshmallows, and I stick one in the strawberry, and I just stand there in that fountain of chocolate and eat away. I'm trying to lose weight, but every time I see Golden Corral, I just have to stop. Amen?
No. No, amen.
No?
No. No amen to that.
Oh.
Well, so be it. So I guess I don't know. I can't.
Well, anyway, you need to mind your business. let's go ahead and get into the useless and interesting facts. Did you know the term rule of thumb comes from the old English law that men couldn't beat their wives with anything wider than their thumb?
Wow.
I won't say amen to that because that is saying amen to domestic violence, and I can't agree with that. Let's move on. Ants never sleep in their whole life.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's true, because every time I see an ant crawling, I've never seen an ant still. Boy, mind your business. I'm talking right now. Okay, Deep. Okay. Amen. Amen. Ants never sleep in their whole life. One more fact. Bats always turn left when exiting a cave. One more. Let me give you one more. The giant squid has the largest eyes in the world.
Hmm.
And that is our useless facts for today. Now, I'm going to go ahead and leave on out and go stop at that chocolate fountain over there at the Golden Corral and get me some strawberries and some marshmallows to go. All right. And Lace, you have a blessed week. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And the word of God has told me to tell you this. A bird is not a bird unless it flies. A worm is not a worm unless it digs dirt. A dog is not a dog unless it barks. A cow is not a cow unless it moves. A horse is not a horse unless it ran its best race. A man is not a man until he fought his good race. A coffee is not coffee unless it's grounded well. And a tree is not a tree unless it's grounded in the ground. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You guys have a wonderful day, and keep that boy Lamont on a leash, because he just gets in everybody's business, and I don't want him in mine. Amen?
I got you.
Amen. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too, Dee.
All right, Dee. Shut up, boy. Mind your business. Okay. All right, whatever. Wow, you know what? I was following him with that little whatever he was saying at the end. But when he was talking about the coffee, I was like, what?
I took his message really well, though, even though he continued. I thought he was going to stop after a certain point.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like, if you're destined to fly, it's basically good, and for your destiny, you have to do things that are required for your destiny. Put it like that.
I guess. I mean.
I
don't know.
I took it as inspirational. So, we'll have you back for me next, man. Forget it.
let's get into my man Mike Williams. Remember Mike Williams? He's one of our early guests. He came on our show. And the song that he has resonate through every time I think about our show, really, for real, I think about this guy, Stay Positive, the song. He's a great guest. I remember him. It was in the summer of last year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he presented that song to us. And it's a very good motivational piece about staying positive. But you know what? Let's go ahead and get into the song, and then we can come back and have our conversation about Mike Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, even Deacon, as a matter of fact, I'm going to dedicate this one especially to the Deacon because he's always so negative towards me. So, Deacon, if you're listening, stay positive, bro. Here on the Covenant Cafe.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together on this one like this. We just want you to keep smiling out there. Keep a happy face. Stay positive in the midst of your tests and your trials. Let's take it, y'all. Direction, you need to know where to go. Come on.
Direction.
Uh-huh.
Wanna know where to go.
Well, what's the next part? Just when you come on.
Just when you feel alone.
Just when you feel like giving up. Just when you feel like thrown in the crowd. God's presence.
We're not on our
own. You ain't on your own. Come on, stay positive.
Stay positive.
Yeah. Know what, y'all?
After a while,
it's gonna be all over.
It will be all
just keep a smile and stay positive.
Stay positive.
Let's take it to the drive, y'all. Come on, be strong.
A show coming up together.
Oh, when is the show?
We have, matter of fact, the next three shows in Jacksonville. Next week, May 10th, I have a show in Somerville, Florida. But after that, May 18th, June 7th, and June 21st, Transparent will be on stage with me live. So I'm excited about going into their song. Y'all, please go to www.poeticlace.com. Go to the events page and you'll see all the shows and updates of events coming up, or you can check out my event map, which is also on reverbnation.com/ Poetic Lace. That's one word. P-O-E-T-I-C-L-A-C-E. Definitely.
Definitely. So let's get into this song, I Made It, here on the Covenant Cafe. And after this song, we're going to pay our bills, and we're going to come back to what we call the poetic spot, the poetry spot here on the Covenant Cafe. So let's go ahead and get into it. Transparent, I Made It, here on the Covenant Cafe. This is your host, Lamont Ferguson, and
Poetic Lace.
For those who need it, listen.
It's hard to realize on the front line, fighting in a war, trying to survive. And you can't decide when fear and doubt combine, playing your mind, taking away your time. So there you are,
all by yourself.
Just pause for a moment
and take a deep breath.
And never say never.
If you ever,
I'm promising you it's gonna get much better. Whoa, whoa.
Searching for a moment of security. That is when time seems to freeze. Coming face to face with reality. So there you are,
all by yourself.
Just pause for a moment
and take a deep breath.
And never say never.
If you ever.
I'm
Attention all shoemistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
This is the D Poetry Spot, and I'm Isis, the goddess of poetry. Blow it free into the universe. Take things down the tongue and speak new languages. Leave feeling its freedom ringing in your soul. Blow it freely. No, leave that which prohibits you to be anything else but free flowing in the breeze. Blow it free until your conscious freezes with zest and less stress to confine its motionless mind, dimming light till you are blind. No, let's rewind. Go back in time when it would only cost a penny for your thoughts. Now it's a dime. Blow it free. Do not be reckless and intertwined with bottomless pits of naked minds. Be not afraid to take a peek into my mind, because only in this place and time, within the fine lines, will you find a peace of mind, and you will then be able to blow it free. Now, leave me.
This is the Poetry Spot.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, even deacons. welcome to the Poetry Spot here on the Covenant Cafe. I found something really interesting, actually. I believe I addressed this actually inspirational story. I think I touched upon this about late fall, probably. This piece actually comes from motivational-messages.com. This is not mine. Actually, the author's unknown. The title of it is called Shake It Off and Step Up.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
A parable is told of a farmer who owned an old mule. The mule fell into the farmer's well. The farmer heard the mule berating, or whatever mules do when they fall into wells. After carefully assessing the situation, the farmer sympathized with the mule, but decided that neither the mule nor the well was the trouble of saving. Instead, he called his neighbors together and told them what had happened, and enlisted them to help haul dirt to bury the old mule in the well and put him out of his misery. Initially, the old mule was hysterical, but as the farmer and his neighbors continued shoveling and the dirt hit his back, a thought struck him. It suddenly dawned on him that every time a shovel load of dirt landed on his back, he should shake it off and step up. Then he did. Blow after blow. Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up. Shake it off and step up, he repeated, to encourage himself. No matter how painful the blows or distressing the situation seemed, the old mule fought, panicked, and just kept right on shaking it off and stepping up. You're right. It wasn't long before the old mule, battered and exhausted, stepped triumphantly over the wall of that well. What seemed like it would bury him actually blessed him, all because of the manner in which he handled his adversity. It's life. If we face our problems and respond to them positively and refuse to give in to panic, bitterness, or self-pity, adversities, that come along to bury us usually have within them the potential to benefit and bless us. Remember that forgiveness, faith, prayer, praise, and hope are excellent ways to shake it off and step up out of the wells in which we find ourselves. That right there is so powerful on many levels. I actually like to go back to where he talked. This, well, I don't know if it's a he or she. The author is unknown. Long before the old mule battered and exhausted. Okay, he refused to give in to panic, bitterness, or pity. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so pertinent to our lives. Mm-hmm. Because there are a lot of us have the self-pity. I don't care on what level there is some form of self-pity and each in our lives, each and every one of our lives, whether it's dealing with weight, whether it's dealing with our circumstance, because, and when I say with circumstance, poetic, you talk about it all the time, you face homelessness. Some people say, man, because I'm black, because I'm already homeless, I can't do any better than this. I cannot do any better than this. Or because they've made a mistake, man, if I didn't do this, this wouldn't have happened. Maybe because you did that, that's why X, Y, Z happened, so you can know what will happen. A lot of females go through the self-pity. Let's say if a female had just had a baby and she has the baby fat. And they say, well, and she gets bigger and bigger. And she continues to blame it on having a baby.
Talk to them. Please talk to them.
The reason why I'm this weight, because I had a baby. Honey, that was 12 years ago. I'm not trying to be funny. That was 12 years ago. Stop putting the blame on something else. Handle your business. When people are faced with challenges in lives, whether they're a certain color. Some black people to this day truly believe that, okay, the white man is doing this. We can't have this because they're always going to be there. Yes, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They are always going to be there. No matter what, black, white, Puerto Rican and white, Puerto Rican and black, you're going to have racism, period. Okay, I want to say get over it because it's happened in the past, and it will continue to happen. You have to handle it in a positive manner, just like this mule. He was busted. He was bruised with the dirt hitting his back all the time. Guess what? He built upon that dirt and got out of that well. We always quote the term haters. I know I put it on my page, so I'm not gonna deny that. We do have haters, but believe you and me that the reason why you have haters because you're doing something right.
Mm.
Something that maybe that person wanted to do in their life. Somebody probably said, man, I want to, you know, poetic, man, he can't rap. And they probably at home writing raps right now. You know what I'm saying? Lamont can't act. But, hey, they probably at home trying to memorize a monologue right now.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That guy can't preach. Well, maybe at, right now that person that said that preacher can't preach is trying to write a sermon.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're doing, and it don't even have to be in the entertainment world. Whatever you're doing, you're going to have people that's going to throw dirt in your face. And you have to handle it in the most appropriate manner possible. Because anytime you are doing something right, you're going to be challenged, period. Okay? So, like this guy, this mule, I'm going to say this guy, this mule, every time the dirt hit him and tried to bury him, he used it a potential and a benefit to help him out of the well.
Mm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're going through, shake it off and step up. And the ways that can help you with that is prayer, faith, forgiveness, praise, and hope.
Mm.
Just like when you pray for your financial situation, because some people pray for their financial situation instead of the real situation they're in. See what I mean? Well, what I mean by that is, let's say every person is struggling with alcoholism. They're praying for their finances when they should be praying for the habit they have. You know? Bad finances is not a bad habit. I mean, it's a bad habit. It's not a disease.
Mm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Mm. Mm.
You can pray for to have better finances, meaning managing your money, wherever amount of money that you have. It don't have to be millions. Just be able to manage your check from check paycheck to paycheck to be able to survive, to be able to pay your rent, whether it's your rent, your mortgage, or your car note. Or whatever notes, or whatever you have to pay for, whether you're living with your mom and you're giving them X amount of dollars or whatever. You know, you can pray for wisdom and having better finances, be able to maintain better finances. But the real deal, which you really should be praying for, whatever the real situation you're really going through. Because you may be praying for better finances, you get better finances, but hey, you're still a struggling addict.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You got better finances, hey, you're struggling, still struggling with alcoholism. You have better finances, hey, you're struggling still struggling with drugs. You have better finances, hey, you're still struggling with prostitution. You have better finances. You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ourselves together and pray for our real situation, because if you pray for your real situation, let's say you get better finances, but if you're struggling with drugs, that means you got more money to buy drugs. Let's get this thing on the other side and say, let's pray for your situation to get me out of these drugs, to get me out of this alcoholism, to get me out of this porn or whatever you're dealing with, and then everything is going to come together. Because if you buy alcohol, that's money saved if you come out of that situation.
Mm.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This, like I said, this story, Shake It Off and Step Up, came from motivational-messages.com. And this, actually, the author is unknown.
Mm.
Now, Lace, he has something here. Do you want to go into some poetry, or do you want to hit your song that we have up here?
We can. I will just do the poem next week since we're pressed on time. And
okay.
Just want to say this real quick. You know you said something real when I ain't got nothing to say, but I have nothing to say. Lamont hit everything on the head, so we can go on to the song.
Okay, so what we're going to do is go into your song. Life, man, ladies and gentlemen, this dude is on a rise, man. You got so much stuff that's happening in your life, and you're moving spiritually, I mean, even earthly, as far as, you know, your gigs, you know, week after week, you constantly getting things. Whether you're doing a show, you moving your business forward, and that's a good thing. Got to commend you on that. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to get into right now is Out of My Mind, Out of My Mind. And we're going to talk about this when we come back here on the Covenant Cafe. Poetic Lace, ladies and gentlemen.
If you want, you can get it. I don't need a soul to beat it because I know my soul is saved. You ain't hear me, I can sure repeat it. Say it loud, say it proud, I ain't scared to replay. Down to the best, do the seven sick a day. Matter of fact, if you never kiss a thing, I say ain't doing the fun. We do it for the sun, say you never don't play. They said your boy is suicidal. But they talking about killing himself. Don't you think that's very vital? Or at least very important? Please tell me what he's snorting. Because your boy is walking around and sounding high as Jordan. Me and my squad, boosting God, this is what we do. We crucify with our pride, looking brand new. Looking brand new, so hear me finally when I say that now I'm cleansed by the blood, no longer a slave. Yeah, I was a slave, slave to my ways and the girls and the fame. But now I'm changed, changed with the things that pertain to the king. Down to the ways, man, it ain't no lie. Can't turn back even if I try. Come on, so busy, given by the blood, they're giving over that. It ain't gon' fly, that's just gotta
walk the narrow way.
I'm acting like a zombie cause I'm walking around here dead. They say that boy crazy, but I call it spirit led. I got a voice up in my head, but I ain't schizophrenic. He only tell me real, so I'm yelling about let's get it. Now I walk into religion, I ain't talking about them jeans. His kingdom working daily, so I'm slinging to the fiends. What you know about some scripture? It's more than just some lit shot. It's a sight for the blind, sound for the deaf. Now you get it, kill the flesh, kill the drugs and kill the sex. I'm saying here what's next. You need to open your Bible so you can read the text. I bet you think I'm crazy, huh? ACT, Jesus Christ is what we reppin', huh? We are the body, we out of mind. Let's follow Christ, I mean just fall in line.
I'm trying to walk the narrow way,
each and
every day.
Every day.
Saying Christ and pray,
but some
say I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my mind. I'm out of my mind.
My flesh was dirty, was filthy, was rotten to the max. I gave it to the Savior, man, he fixed it, no cracks. Gave me a repair, no spares, and no jacks. Went and got my bill and it was free with no tax. Can't thank you enough, even when I asked her, my dad was by my side. Things might get rough on my face, so tough, that's why that old me died. I'm so secure, no leers and no gimmicks. Daddy sees me cure with pills like white linen.
I try to walk the narrow way, each and every day,
saying
Christ to pray. Some say I'm out of my mind.
Yeah, shouts out to Lamar Groves, who had featured me on that song, man. We definitely just came to the realization that we do seem a little crazy, but it's faith that we're living. So we are definitely out of my mind as we are on this mission for God.
Man, dude, you're on another level, man. No, definitely another level. out of my mind. I mean, your style is so versatile. You got something for everybody.
Glory to God.
Really, definitely. I don't know. I have like a couple more songs that I want to get into, but all right. We got like 15 minutes. Let's check this out. Let's get into Incredible by 2103.
2103, yes, sir.
2103. We had them on, was it last month?
We had them on like a couple months after J Moss. You know they're under J Moss.
Okay, so I was thinking about somebody else. I was thinking about, I was thinking, who, my memory is telling me right now. It was like a group of, it was some, a couple of young ladies and a guy.
Oh, you're talking about Speak Life. Speak Life. I love it.
Let me get into Speak Life because we had, I'm going to try to play both of them if we have time. So let's get into Speak Life because these guys, they have a ministry where they wear these shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about what they're delivered from.
Yes.
And it says delivered from, so whatever you delivered from is on that shirt.
They'll say like ex fornicator or ex masturbator, ex lesbian. They went,
exactly.
Yeah.
And they have drawn a lot of heat to that because of what the words say on there. And they actually have had some churches kick them out. Or if I told them that, hey, you can't wear that in here, and they, you know, they chose not to go. I think it's a bold move because people read and not ask sometimes.
Yeah.
And they read and assume because they look at that shirt and say, ex-fornicator or ex-masturbator. Oh, what are they wearing now? You know, instead of just asking and finding out. So let's get into Speak Life because we still have our words to live by for the week, and I do want to hit 2103. So, ladies and gentlemen, Speak Life, inhabit the praise here on the Covenant Cafe.
Thank you.
Definitely dope, man.
Dope song. Yeah.
So what we're going to go ahead and do, let's go ahead and go into our words to live by. And then we can actually close on the 213.
Wonderful. So with this being the two-year anniversary, I definitely have some good news for you guys, some more encouraging scriptures. This comes from Habakkuk 2:3, and it reads, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." So what I'm sharing with you guys, description, just real quick, the vision, like I said, God gave me the vision, and it took 2 years for it to come to pass, yet I had to wait for it, and I had to understand that things had to happen. So whatever vision God has given you, understand that there is an appointed time for it to come to pass. There's an appointed time for things to come in place and to work in your favor. There's an appointed time for everything to flow and work clear. And remind you, you must be patient. Though it's tearing, it will not tarry. That's a very powerful statement, and it's really deep, and I really don't have time to get into that, what he's saying with, though it's tearing, it will not tarry. Just understand that though it seems like it's taking forever, just know that it is happening before your eyes. For God doesn't come in trouble. He's already there. The Bible says that God is a present help in a time of trouble. That means God is already there. So the vision, though it may seem like it's taking forever, realize that it's unfolding, because within 2 years, so many things happened. And it may like it seem like it took forever just to get to 2 years. To everybody else, it's like, dog, you doing it. You on the rise now. But in my eyes, it's like, dang, this is taking forever. Man, I still ain't there. But people are saying, you are here. You're coming now. So same thing with everybody's visions, opportunities. Lamont, I believe you have a film festival coming up and films and everything. Though the vision tarries, it's not tarrying. And though it's not on your time, realize that there's an appointed time for everything, for you to blow up, for everything, there's an appointed time.
Yeah, that is absolutely true, ladies and gentlemen. So what we're going to do is go ahead and get into 2103. And before we get into that, everyone has a vision, okay? Everyone has a vision. No matter what it is, as I said earlier, it may be entertainment. It may just be It may be being a police officer. It may be being a nurse. It may be just a manager of a restaurant, even McDonald's. Because the thing is, people look at McDonald's as a fast food chain. You don't want to work there. But, yes, there are opportunities there. And you can become a franchise owner. So everyone has a dream and something. Being a business owner, whether it's being owning a McDonald's, owning a Chick-fil-A, owning Allies to have income, owning a Starbucks, whatever it is, everyone has a dream, a vision. Follow it according. Make sure you pray for wisdom in regards to your dream, your goals, your aspirations. Always pray about it, because that helps that vision develop. Because you can't handle all the adversities and all that by yourself, as the mule in our story earlier. It's hard to handle it by yourself. Use the help that you have, and God is your help. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into the 2103, incredible here on the Covenant Cafe. I do have an announcement. Two things I have to announce. We are going to have a show, all hip hop gospel show. So if you got the skills, bring it. Email us, tweet us, get in contact with us. How? And we'll put your stuff up here. Also, I have a big announcement, a huge announcement. Right now, I am a father of two children, an 8 and a 5-year-old. And I'm a soon to be a dad again.
What?
For the third time.
Wow.
Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, I currently have two beautiful girls. I call them up. They're my two beautiful girls, along with my queen. And so we don't know what we're having yet, so we will be finding out May 31st. So stay tuned to that news, whether it's a girl or a boy. You know, we just gonna be praying for a happy child.
Amen. Congratulations, man. For real.
Yeah, so the third time's the charm. Maybe I get my junior. If I don't, it's still okay as long as I have a healthy baby.
Understood.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. This is the Covenant Cafe, your host, Lamont Ferguson and
Poetic Lace.
And we're going out to Incredible by 2103.
So incredible.
What will you say? Engulfed in the fire, submerged by the flood, I'm nestled in your love. That's so incredible. Amazed and rejoicing every day at your marvelous work. Oh.